Meghan Markle and Prince Harry sat down with Oprah Winfrey for a much-anticipated, much-teased interview, 7 o'clock CBS last night. The interview proved to be filled with drama, like many expected. Gino, you watched the part where Meghan was up there with Oprah before Harry came out. What was your impression?
I felt that there's, you know, I knew there was tremendous pressure on any of the royals. I think that Harry did what they did because he wanted to protect his wife. And some of the allegations are really horrible against the royal family. But in England, they're going crazy because it doesn't air until tonight. But they've been doing like the Super Bowl gavel-to-gavel coverage in anticipation.
Oh, I can imagine.
And the tabloid press, which has never been kind to the royals, is especially not kind this time.
Meghan and Harry were told that their son would not be a prince and would not be given security. This is from the Oprah interview.
But the idea of our son not being safe, and also the idea of the first member of color in this family not being titled in the same way that other grandchildren would be, when you're the grandchild of the monarch, so when Harry's dad becomes king, automatically, Archie and our next baby would become prince or princess or whatever they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand. You know, think about it. What a target a grandchild of one of the royals would
be. Oh, right. Yeah. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And this is from Oprah with Meghan and Harry. Meghan reveals that she was having suicidal thoughts when things got bad within the palace.
Look, I was really ashamed to say it at the time and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially, because I know how much loss he's suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it. And I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
So were you thinking of harming yourself? Were you having suicidal thoughts?
Yes. This was very, very clear.
Oprah with Meghan and Harry, they reveal that they're expecting a girl.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
For the new addition to your family, is it a boy or is it a girl?
You can tell her.
No, give her.
No.
It's a girl.
That's exciting.
I'm going to have a daughter.
All right, this has got a sting. Harry says his dad, Prince Charles, stopped taking his phone calls.
Your dad stopped taking your calls. Why did he stop taking your calls?
Because I took matters into my own hands. It was like, I need to do this for my family. This is not a surprise to anybody. It's really sad that it's got to this point, but I've got to do something for my own mental health, for my wife's, and for Archie's as well, because I could see where this was headed.
And Harry confirms Meghan's race was an issue.
Meghan shared with us that there was a conversation with you about Archie's skin tone.
Mm-hmm. That conversation I'm never going to share. But at the time it was awkward. I was a bit shocked.
Can you tell us what the question was?
No, I'm not comfortable sharing that.
Okay. Like, what will the baby look like?
Yeah, what will the kids look like?
Yeah, what will the kids
she just
like?
Went for it anyway. Would you like to share? No. So was it something like this?
Yep.
That's why she's Oprah.
Right.
And Oprah's got Meghan Markle to talk about the first time that she ever got a chance to meet the Queen.
Harry and I are in the car, and he says, okay, well, my grandmother's there, so you're going to meet her. I go, oh, great. I loved my grandmother. I used to take care of my grandmother. This is great. He goes, right, do you know how to curtsy? What? Now, I thought genuinely that was what happens outside. I thought that was part of the fanfare. I didn't think that's what happens inside. And yeah. I said, but it's your grandmother. He goes, it's the Queen. And that was really the first moment that the penny dropped.
What? See, that's the part I find hard to believe. Like, you would not know that it's formal, that formal.
Right.
And
right.
That would not have been explained to you at any point. Well, all right. Until, you know, you're about ready to marry the guy.
Well, and Oprah asked if she, you know, was able to Google how to curtsy, and she said, no, we were on the way there.
We couldn't do it. Yeah. And then one more here. This is Meghan felt no support from the royal family. Again, Meghan.
It was only once we were married and everything started to really worsen that I came to understand that not only was I not being protected, but that they were willing to lie to protect other members of the family, but they weren't willing to tell the truth to protect me and my husband.
Wow. So these allegations. So you're saying like over the BBC's got to be
freaking
out. Yeah.
They probably are like they're tailgating, right?
Maybe.
Right. They're like they're just waiting.
Tea and crumpets at the tailgate. Yeah, exactly.
What time is it there?
Six hours later. So
yeah. So they're
early afternoon.
Uh-huh. It's coming close.
Pretty much take the rest of the afternoon off. Oprah's going to be on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.